Well, just wonderful memories. I can't be sad because he wasn't very well with Alzheimer's. But I remember him as a vibrant young man. And when they discuss the word, he's a great performer, and they place this medal on people who aren't great performers. He was great. He was one of the greatest performers our country has ever had.
So I'm a relatively young buck, Jimmy.
You won't have seen him in his pomp.
Exactly. So
he used
to
walk on, and he'd have the audience the first minute he was on the stage. Now, I don't know any other performer from GB who could walk on there and just have them eating out of his hands. He was a good-looking guy, very well-dressed, a lot of charm, a lot of cheek, because he loved Max Miller. And Max Miller was a great cheeky comic, and that's where he got his name from. He borrowed the Max from Max Miller and became Max Bygraves.
Because people used to take the mick out of him imitating Max Miller, right?
But he didn't mind that. I mean, he never said once in his life, I want to tell you a story. But every impressionist did that. And he just said to me, I wish they wouldn't do that, because I've never said it.
What are some of your early memories of him, Jimmy?
Well, I went to see him when I was a kid. I was on a rock and roll show with Gene Vincent and Billy Fury and Eddie Cochran. And we're off in London, and he was in a show, I think it was called Swinging Down the Lane, at the Palladium. And I paid my few quid and went up in the gods to watch him and was totally captivated by him, and he was my hero. And then when I met him, he's a hero that I'll always remember because he didn't have feet of clay. He was great, and he was great to me. And when I did the Palladium the first time in 63, he phoned me up. Well done, he said. Now, he said, do this, do that. And he gave me advice. And he was one of the few I'd listened to. Because some of the charlatans that are in the world, in all businesses, didn't know what they were talking about. But he did. He was just a great, great performer.
Ken Dodd said today he played an audience like he played an instrument.
Absolutely correct. And no one knows better than Doddy. He didn't do as long as Doddy, but dear God Almighty, no one's done as long as Doddy. My nana went to see him on a Monday, and we reported her missing. She got home on a Friday. But anyway, that's another story. He was a really nice man, and I went to see him one night in a show, took my mum and dad, and he invited my mum and dad back to his home, and he cooked eggs and bacon for my mum and dad. Well, my mother fell in love with him, and my dad just thought, what a wonderful guy. And he was.
And he was a megastar in his day. He was at the very he was making big money as well, wasn't he?
Oh, I mean, well, he owned, do you know, he owned the musical rights to Oliver.
That's right.
I mean, that's not commonly known.
Well, and
he sold more records than most big rock and roll groups. He went beyond variety. I mean, I saw him at the Talk of the Town, which was the place in London of cabarets that held people like the Supremes, Diana Ross, and great world stars. And he was on there, and he was just wonderful on there. I mean, it was the biggest night spot in London at the time. And to appear there and top the bill there, it was an accolade, but he was great. He worked America, he was great. I mean, he stood in for Harry Secombe. I was in a show for a year called London Laughs at the Palladium, and Harry Secombe was the star, and he took ill, and he was off four nights, and Max stood in for the four nights, and it was a joy for me to watch him work from the wings and see how he did it, and it influenced me, and I've always said it certainly influenced Des O'Connor.
And he
just
worked
to see how he worked, how easy he worked. He was a Cockney boy. A Cockney boy with a lot of style, I've got to say. A lot of style. I did so many shows with him. It was a joy to work with him. He was very generous on the stage. You know, you'll get some people who will guard all the laughs for themselves. He didn't. He shared them with you.